It's 7:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado hospitals are warning about the possibility of serious staff shortages as COVID-19 cases rise. Here's CPR health reporter John Daly.
Banner Health operates a system with hospitals in several states, including Colorado. Dr. Marjorie Bessel is its chief clinical officer. She says the system expects to be at 125% of normal capacity by early December. To prepare, they're recruiting and adding staff. And she says, as a last resort, they may allow providers who have tested positive but are asymptomatic to work.
That would certainly be something that we would try to avoid, if at all possible, but something that we recognize may have to come into play if the numbers continue to increase.
Banner operates several Colorado facilities, including in Fort Collins, Greeley, and Loveland. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
The state says Colorado's total number of COVID-19 deaths could more than double by the end of the year. Here's CPR's Andrea Dukakis.
So far, 2,800 people have died related to COVID-19 in Colorado. To more than double that, as the state projects, would be a high bar to reach. It would mean almost three times as many people would die on average each week from COVID-19 compared to the worst week of the pandemic back in April. Rachel Herlihy is the state epidemiologist.
However, if we can reverse the trend and really improve social distancing, improve mask compliance, you'll see that we can really decrease the number of deaths that occur in Colorado by thousands.
Herlihy says she wants to encourage people to follow public health guidance during the holidays. Andrea Dukakis, CPR News.
Denver is facing dozens of new claims against its police department. Denverite's David Sachs reports.
Attorneys serve the mayor's office with 51 claims of excessive force and wrongful arrests by the Denver Police Department during protests against racism and police brutality this summer. The city attorney's office will now review the claims, which are typically the first step toward lawsuits. Sometimes they end with a settlement paid by taxpayers, and sometimes they end up in court. The claims come weeks before an expected report by the Office of the Independent Monitor, who investigated the police's response to protests. I'm David Sachs, Denverite.
Denver and the Front Range have highs today near 50, then cooler temperatures tomorrow. This is CPR News.